From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program. In a few minutes we'll turn once again to the Psalm 23 where we shall consider the power of the Good Shepherd. First of all, please listen to the words of this beautiful hymn, Here is Love. We'll read once again from the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. This afternoon we continue our studies into what must be one of the most delightful pieces of poetry ever written. What makes the 23rd Psalm so beautiful is not merely its literary charm, but the fact that these six elegant yet simple verses were inspired by the Holy Ghost as they were penned by David, the Shepherd King. This psalm speaks of a greater shepherd, namely Jesus Christ. The sheep, of course, represent the people of God. It is a notable observation that in the Bible, people are described as being sheep. The overwhelming thought here is that men and women need Christ, just as sheep need a shepherd. As people, we are as foolish and dim-witted as sheep. Therefore, we require the guidance, the supply, and the protection of the Good Shepherd. The challenging question which arises from these studies is this: are you a member of Christ's flock? Is He your shepherd? So far, we have looked at the personality of the Good Shepherd. We have considered the provision of the Good Shepherd. We have noticed the program of the Good Shepherd. We have looked at the pathway of the Good Shepherd. From the fifth verse this afternoon, I wish to consider the power of the Good Shepherd. Because here David says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Firstly, please notice here, the prepared table. It appears that David has left behind the shepherding metaphor because obviously, to our Western modern understanding, sheep and tables do not mix happily together. Yet this is not necessarily the case. It is said that there was an ancient Eastern custom whereby the shepherd would sometimes set food for the flock on raised stone platforms or tables. This was due to the amount of insects on the ground which troubled the sheep. Therefore, the shepherd would make feeding as carefree as possible for the flock. Just as the shepherd prepared a table from which his flock could feed in the harshest of environments, Christ has prepared a table which furnishes the sin-sick soul with hope. Man is separated from God. He is at war with God. He is an enemy of God. This is at odds with the common perception that all people are God's children and that the Lord could never cast one individual to hell. The biblical message contrasts with the modern perception because God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, man's need today is the same as it was in the days of Job. Job asked the question in 9 verse 2 of his book, how should a man be just with God? Some people think that their problem is that they need to feel better. They need to become emotionally at ease. They need more riches. They need to have more of this world's goods. So many people have so many ideas as to what their need is. But the real need that man possesses is this. He needs to be right with God. And this is your need today. If you're not a Christian, you're a person who is at war with God. You're not the friend of God. And you need to be at ease with God. You need to be accepted by God. Therefore, Job's question is so relevant. How should a man be just with God? Christ died in order that fallen man might be brought into a place of acceptance with the Creator God. In Romans chapter 5 and the verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You see, a person who is justified has peace with God through Christ. Think about that for one moment. Man is unjust. He needs to be justified. He needs to be made righteous. He needs to be made a child of God. He needs to be at peace with God. And whenever a man is justified, made at one with God, made at peace with God, he's reconciled with God. And this reconciliation can only be achieved through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus Christ died, that man might be justified. Therefore, just as the shepherd would erect little stone platforms in the wilderness from which his sheep could be fed away from the parasites that infected the ground, God has provided a table for us in this world. The table is Christ. And from this table, which is Christ, the death of Christ, the blood shedding of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, from Christ we can receive justification. We can be made righteous with God. This is the table. This is the provision. This is what is an offer in this world. Are you right with God today? The second thing I'd like you to notice about the power of the Good Shepherd is the defeated enemies. We read here that this table has been prepared, David said, in the presence of mine enemies. Dr. Alexander White, a great old Scottish preacher, used to tell the story that in ancient times, warriors would feast after a victorious battle. To magnify their conquest, they would bring their captive enemies into the banqueting hall in their chains. These prisoners would writhe and spew their hatred while the victors ate and drank to their heart's content. Therefore, one would eat in the presence of one's enemies only in the aftermath of victory. The enemy of men is the devil. It is he who causes misery. It is he who causes unhappiness, because it is he who brought sin into the world, and it is sin which chains man to his own lustful and ungodly desires. When a soul is converted, however, Christ defeats the devil in the life of that individual. Satan has no power to prevent the salvation of one lost sinner. He is a powerless onlooker, chained and imprisoned, as the lost soul receives acceptance with God through Christ. Maybe today you feel that the chains of sin are too strong. Yes, I would love to be a Christian, I would love to be different, you say, but I cannot be changed. Yes, you can be changed by the power of God, because Satan has no power to keep you outside the love of God. If you give yourself to the Lord and cry unto the Lord for mercy, Satan cannot prevent you, because Christ says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Maybe you're a believer and you have a loved one who is unsaved, a loved one whom you despair for. Satan cannot prevent that loved one coming to Christ. You cry to God and keep crying to God. For the same God who could supply David's need in the presence of his enemies, is the same God who has defeated the devil at the cross and can defeat the devil in the life of your loved one. Thirdly and finally, please think about the abundant provision here. David, in the closing part of this fifth verse, said, "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." In Bible lands, it was customary for a host to anoint his guests with oil as an act of hospitality. Indeed, to omit this custom would have caused the greatest offence. The dry, dusty conditions irritated the skin, and oil was applied to soothe and to calm. Oil was also applied as medicine for tired and aching muscles after a long journey. Therefore, to anoint a visitor with this substance was a practical act of love and warmth. David, however, describes his anointing as being full and overflowing. God, you see, never does anything in half measures. His supply is abundant and unceasing. He giveth again and again and again. He brings the poor lost soul into his family, and he supplies this poor lost soul with everything to keep him for eternity. The one whom God saves, he changes, and the one whom God changes, he keeps, and there never was a Christian saved by grace who will be found in hell, because God giveth grace. And he never removes that grace. He never restrains that grace. The Apostle Paul spoke of a peace that passeth all understanding. The Apostle Peter spoke of joy unspeakable and full of glory. This world gives us a little joy, a little peace, a little happiness, but it evaporates like the morning mist. But Christ gives you everything. Take Christ today, and your cup will be full and running over. Would you not like that? To know Jesus in your heart. To know his power. The power of his love. His unquenchable love. Will you not come today and take him as your Saviour? Remembering those words I quoted earlier. "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services, and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.